Good morning, Rogue Valley. This is Jeffrey Haug, and you're tuned in to the Rogue Valley Pulse, your local podcast, bringing you each week cool events, local news, a community spotlight, and the weekend weather. In the news this week, the North Medford's high school gymnasium roof collapsed on Tuesday due to the unprecedented amount of snow that accumulated from the recent storms, as the gym has been evacuated and secured since last Friday when a crack was discovered in one of the trusses. Engineers estimate that approximately 700,000 pounds of snow had accumulated on the roof, far exceeding a typical structural expectations. The collapse occurred on Tuesday morning at 10:47, following the breaking of several beams earlier that morning. Recent seismic upgrades had been done to the gym, including the use of lighter roofing material and adding reinforcements to the existing roof. Preventative measures were taken in the days leading up to the collapse, including deploying a shoring team, shoveling snow, and using ice melt. Structural experts, city officials, and emergency responders are now assessing the site to determine whether repairs are feasible or a full rebuild will be necessary. Medford Providence nurses have overwhelmingly voted to reject their latest contract offer from the Providence management. The decision aligns them with nurses from several other Providence hospitals across Oregon who are collectively calling for contracts that address longstanding issues in patient care and workspace conditions. This vote is part of the largest healthcare strike in Oregon history, which began on January 10th, involving nearly 5,000 frontline healthcare workers across 8 Providence hospitals. The Oregon Nurses Association, ONA, maintains that Providence's proposals fail to adequately address critical issues contributing to burnout, understaffing, and the wage inequities. The ONA has called on Providence to return to the bargaining table immediately. As this situation unfolds, it'll likely to have significant implications for healthcare delivery in Medford and across Southern Oregon. Senator Jeff Golden is advocating for significant changes to Oregon's wildlife hazard map, aiming to address growing concerns among property owners. The map, initially created in 2022 as part of the wildlife prevention package, it has faced backlash from homeowners worried about insurance rates and potential new building requirements. This is despite a 2023 law prohibiting insurers from using the map to calculate risk. Golden, who chairs the Senate Committee on Natural Resources and Wildfire, wants to amend the State Senate Bill 762 to remove property-level designations and replace them with low, medium, and high-risk designations. The senator hopes these changes will quell anger among property owners. Joann's, the national fabric retailer, has filed for bankruptcy and plans to close over half of its 800 stores. The Grants Pass store and the Klamath Falls are both closing. The Jones Square at Poplar Square in North Medford will remain open. For more details on these stories and links can be found on our website, roguevalleypulse.com. This week, our community spotlight is the historic Criterion Theater in Medford. We're going to explore the rich history and community impact of this iconic venue has had over the last 100 years. The Criterion Theater first opened its doors on October 20th, 1924, and had a seating capacity of 737 people. It was designed to resemble a Spanish villa with Renaissance touches. The theater quickly became a hub for entertainment in Southern Oregon. George A. Hunt, the original owner, was determined to make the Criterion as innovative as possible. In 1928, he invested over $20,000 to install the Vitaphone and Movietone projectors, making it one of the first theaters in the region to offer talkies. From its inception, the Criterion was deeply intertwined with the local community. Hunt's promotional strategies were legendary, including a Name the Theater contest that received over 1,500 submissions, ultimately choosing Criterion in honor of Crater Lake. Talkies were a new thing, So they offered a $1,000 life insurance policy against anyone frightened to death while watching a movie. They participated in local events like the Armistice Day Parade. The Criterion has weathered many changes over the decades. It survived the Great Depression, changed ownerships multiple times, and adapted to the rise of multi-screen theaters and home television. In the late 1980s, a nonprofit volunteer group formed the Criterion Performance Company with a vision to create modern performing arts center while preserving the theater's rich history. Now known as the Criterion Theater at the Collier Center for Performing Arts, the venue has been beautifully restored and modernized. It hosts a wide range of performances from Broadway tours to local symphony concerts, and even houses two resident theater companies. From vaudeville to silent films, from talkies to modern Broadway productions, the Criterion Theater has been at the heart of Medford's cultural life for over a century. Here's to another 100 years of laughter, tears, and music and applause echoing through its historic walls. If you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, I have some ideas for you. On Valentine's, Friday night, it's Latin dance night. Salsa, bachata, cumbia, and more. Doors open at 7 p.m. Dance lessons, no experience or partner needed. Dancing till 10 p.m. with tunes by DJ Freddy playing his best hits. Food and beverages will be available all night at Dunbar Farms and Winery in Medford. Tickets are $10. At Roxanne, you can bring your sweetheart for Valentine's Day. They're giving out free roses to everyone who joins them in the tasting room. There will be a special varietal of wine on sale. Special tastings available and live music from the Positronics from 6 till 8 p.m. On Saturday, starting early, there will be music, dancing, costumes, history, music, and much more. Come to Jacksonville and celebrate the Year of the Snake. The Southern Oregon Chinese Cultural Association will be ushering in the Lunar New Year with an unforgettable celebration that will honor multiple Asian cultures. The event promises to be a vibrant and culturally rich experience that will captivate audiences of all ages. Lion Dance will kick off the day at 10 p.m. at the Jackson New City Hall. Other venues include the Jacksonville Community Center, the library, and the Miner's Bazaar. At Mount Ashland, it'll be Bavarian Night. There will be a torchlight parade, spectacular firework display, and a raffle benefiting the Mount Ashland Ski Patrol. It's alpine magic for the whole family. Enjoy a traditional Bavarian dinner on the mountain and stay for the fresh air, live music, and alpine stoke. And support the Ashland Ski Patrol while you're at it. There's no fee to entry, and the Sid and Karen DeBoer Lodge is open to all. Bavarian Night is the annual fundraiser for the Mount Ashland Ski Patrol. Come support them and everything they do to provide everyone with a safe skiing environment from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. On Sunday, I just got one thing for you. Live music with the indestructible Aaron Reed. This tenacious human is a warrior on and off the stage, whether finger-picking his way through a ballad or putting out some hard-driving bluesgrass. Aaron's folk and Americana sound has something for everyone. From 3 to 5 at Dos Mariposas Vineyard in Medford. The weekend weather for Ashland. On Saturday, there will be a chance of rain and snow showers with highs in the upper 30s. Sunday will be partly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s and lows down to 17 degrees. For Medford, overcast on Saturday with a chance of light showers, highs near 48 and lows around 31. Sunday, overcast with light showers, likely, highs around 50 and lows near 40. For Grants Pass this weekend, mostly cloudy on Saturday with a chance of showers, highs around 43 and lows near 37. On Sunday, overcast with a likelihood of rain, highs near 48 and lows down to 43. That's it for now, Rogue Valley. Until next Friday, have a fantastic week. I'll catch you next time on The Pulse. The Rogue Valley Pulse is sponsored by Host.com, your local web development shop. For static sites, e-commerce, WordPress, or more, contact Host.com.